WTW News Time is 8:04. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A dispute at a Westside Bryan apartment complex leads to a stabbing. Police report a 27-year-old man is hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made, and a 40-year-old man who did the stabbing has cooperated fully with investigators. No names have been released, nor the nature of the civil matter that led to the stabbing Wednesday at the Buena Vista Apartments on Providence. Changes to the College Station rental registration ordinance are expected to be approved tonight at the city council meeting, and they've been a long time coming, says Mayor Nancy Berry.
I mean, this is not a process that we're just coming to last week and this week. This has been ongoing. In December, we sent out a survey to 2,000 landlords or property owners and 200 homeowners associations, an online survey, and we had a strong response. Then in February, we hosted a bunch of meetings with landlords, property managers, and homeowners groups. And then last council meeting on the 12th, we had a public hearing, and we're going to have a public hearing tomorrow night. So we think we've gotten a lot of input.
On WTW's The Infomaniacs Wednesday, she explained details related to privacy concerns, which were brought up before the changes were tabled at the last meeting. Changes could include making those registering rental property with the city sign an affidavit stating no more than four unrelated people are living at the property. In addition to privacy, past concerns have included the feasibility of enforcing the law. Fresh off the announcement of being named a top city in the U.S. for recession recovery, the city of Bryan announced that April sales tax revenue was 22% over budget and 23% higher than the same time last year. Deputy City Manager Joseph Dunn says all of Bryan is growing, especially the downtown Bryan area, which is growing at an accelerated pace. Hotel occupancy tax revenue for April was 70% higher than last year. Dunn says the continued positive trend of the past few months is indicative of events, conferences, and activities coming to the region and attracting visitors to Bryan. He says three hotels have been built in the past few years, and more are in development stages. Union Pacific says they'll be temporarily closing two railroad crossings in downtown Bryan early on Friday. The crossings will be at South Parker Avenue between West 27th and West 28th and South Bryan at West 28th. Officials with the railroad say detours will be in place and the crossing should reopen late on Saturday. Phil Collins is donating his collection of artifacts related to the Texas Revolution to the Alamo. The Texas General Land Office manages the downtown San Antonio Shrine to Texas Independence. Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson says Collins has the world's largest private collection of Texas Revolution artifacts. WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
808 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to take a look at the weather. It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling, 8-to-8 service. That's overtime coverage for you and your family without having to pay the overtime charges. You get home, your air conditioner's not working. Give them a call at 690-2278. Here are the numbers.
Lots of clouds this morning. It'll brighten up as the day goes on. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm today. High temperatures close to 90 degrees. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with lows of 70 to 75. Tomorrow, some sun. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm. High temperatures are going to be up around 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows near 75. Saturday, a blend of clouds and sunshine. Temperatures on Saturday, they're going to be around 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Now it's time for the guy that none of us can interview because he's got a better voice than we do. It's Dr. Jason Barfnick here from the city of Bryan. How are you today?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing fine.
Listen to that. See?
Yeah, it's lovely.
I know it is. Yes, it's not a bad deal. So anyhow, we're here today to talk about what? What have we got going on in the city?
Oh, we're going to talk about water rates. I think before we get started, though, Scott, yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to my mom. Today is her birthday.
So absolutely.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Good. Good for you.
So that keeps me out of trouble.
I was going to say.
A Christmas present, maybe.
Keeps you out of the doghouse, that's yeah, for sure. So what are we doing with in the world of water and utilities in Bryan?
Well, on Tuesday night at the council meeting, City Council unanimously approved a conservation rate for the city of Bryan. It will go in effect October 1.
So what is that? Does that mean that we had a non-conservation rate before?
Well, it's a flat rate now.
Okay.
It's a flat rate. This will be an inclining block rate, whether your water rate will increase depending on how much water you use.
Okay. Now, this is something we basically say that's similar rate structure to what the City of College Station is doing?
City of College Station, Wixon Water, Welborn Water, all of them have a similar type structure, although the rates are different and the amounts of water that you use when the rates kick in would be different.
Okay. Why is it that, I guess the question would be, why didn't Bryan do this before?
Well, we've been talking about it since 2011, and I think with where we have in our usage, we just thought now is the time to just implement it. So.
Can you give me an idea, I don't know how deeply y'all go as far as research is concerned, looking back as to what's your average household water usage is done, maybe over the past 5 years?
Yeah, I don't have the trend. I can tell you in FY13, for the different months, we ranged from anywhere around 5,000 gallons a month to just over 13,000. So that 13,000 would include irrigation as well. So that's somewhat fairly low for a month for the number of residents we have.
Okay, so kind of from a layman's type situation, if you're in level lowest, you pay this amount, and it's bracketed. In other words, if you use between this much and this much,
it's bracketed. So we have three tiers in the new structure. Anywhere from 0 to 30,000 gallons a month, you'll pay the same rate as you're paying now.
Okay.
Once you jump over the 30,000 threshold, up to 50,000, the rate will jump to $3 a thousand. And then once you break over the 50,000 gallons, which is a whole lot of water, you'd be paying $3.50.
Now, do you have commercial and residential in the same categories, or do you have different tiers for each of them?
Well, we have commercial will still be on the flat rate structure. That's $2.38. We didn't impose the inclining block structure on them, so they will still be at the same rate that they had before.
Okay. Jason Barkley joining us this morning from the City of Bryan. And my thought is really, much like your utility side, BTU works very hard to work on conservation. You'll take the money, but you really would prefer that people conserve the water if at all possible.
Oh, that is correct. And all the water utilities in Brazos County are promoting water conservation. We're working on a project now where we're deploying some weather stations and rain gauges, and hopefully working with Texas A&M, we'll be able to provide some information out to the consumers to educate themselves on how much water to apply to their yards. And so that will be something then next couple of months we'll have more information on, but we're working that as kind of a collective effort here in the county. I always encourage people to conserve water, and water when it's the right time, not in the heat of the day. And as we had a whole bunch of rain yesterday, we're here sitting
it's
here talking
nice.
About water conservation.
But well, but you know,
it's going to turn dry.
It will. And I'm sure invariably what will happen is somebody will get that water bill where 1 month they'll be in one block, then next they move up to the next block, and they'll see that their bill has increased tremendously. But this is when they need to be reminded again that this system is going to do it.
We'll be doing some education. We're going to build some calculators on the BTU website where they can go and actually see how the bill is calculated. When they get their bill, it'll just be one number, so it won't actually be broken out in the different rate structure tiers. But we'll provide information in the bill inserts, and really it should impact most people next summer, so we're kind of a year ahead here when it'll actually probably start impacting them.
Now, if people would like to have some sort of education as to what they could do if they have an underwater system, underground system, what would you suggest they do as far as efficiency with an underground system?
I would recommend that they contact whoever does their irrigation maintenance, the sprinkler systems. Most people, whenever they move into a new home, sprinkler system is set for the usage of watering that yard in, and it never gets touched then. And so really we need to work together to try to educate the consumers as far as irrigating, how to utilize the irrigation system and how to set it and modify it to provide just enough water out on the grass.
Sure. As Public Works Director for the City of Bryan, obviously you have to be on top of what's going to be going on in Austin from a legislative standpoint. Groundwater is going to be a hot issue now and in the future, obviously, as far as rights for citizens in the city and rights for those people who use it out in agriculture. What do you see on the horizon as far as Austin legislation when it comes to water?
Well, you know, that issue will be handled here also in the local area with the groundwater district
that
we're in.
Right.
And coming up in July, there will be a discussion at the groundwater district on how do we handle cutbacks as we get to the limit of how much water we have to provide out to everybody that's using it and to pump. And so, you know, that'll be a challenging problem to handle. Right now, the district is, to my knowledge, has not limited any permits to either a municipality or water provider or a farmer. And so as we go forward and population in the area continues to increase and farmers still want to provide water to their crops, it'll be something that both groups will need to work with together, hand in hand, to overcome the challenges and find a solution.
Yep. But again, since agriculture is what built the Brazos Valley, there are people who are sensitive to that. But, you know, folks who move in here from another part of the country have a different point of view, I guess. Overall, prospects look pretty good as far as your water contracts and your wells in the city.
Yeah, they look good. We have 10 deep wells. You know, we're using about half the water we have permitted, as been stated in the paper. Mm-hmm. But those permits, as was not stated, some of those permits go back to the usage back in the 1970s. So it wasn't that we just recently pumped a whole lot of water to boost up our permits. We did that prior to the district even being a glimmer in anybody's eye around the Brazos Valley. So we applied for the permits just like everybody else and had the usage to show for it. So.
Yep. Well, again, City of Bryan seems to be positioned pretty well, at least for the next few decades to come. Anything else we didn't cover when it comes to water and conservation?
Oh, I think that's it for that.
All right, sounds good. Well, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. That's Jason Barfnick. He's the Director of Public Works at the City of Bryan. We visit with folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays. And it's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme. For quality that lasts, where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Come on now, come on. Let's hit the road.
Mr. Webster, the dictionary guy, says jamboree means a huge gathering of campers in one location.
And that location is RV Station in Bryan.
Smart campers from all over Texas are heading to the June Jamboree of Savings. At the June Jamboree, save thousands on the best brands in the country.
The best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
Get a brand new Jayco Pinnacle 5th Wheel 38 FLFS.
Over 25,000 off list.
How about a Keystone 280 LHS Bunkhouse?
Just $190. A month.
Prices like these make you want to shout. Hurry to the June Jamboree of Savings going on now. RV Station 2815 North, Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA online. RVStationOnline.com. Jayco Pinnacle, stock number 2742, sale price $67,995. Keystone number 2743, sale price $19,995. 144 months, 6.75 APR, 10% down plus TT and LWAC.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
New data from Washington. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There was a small dip last week in the number of workers signing up for unemployment benefits nationwide. The Labor Department says first-time claims fell by 2,000 to 312,000. The Commerce Department says we were careful with our money last month. Consumer spending edged up 0.2 percentage point. Personal incomes increased 0.4% in May. New development is getting uncomfortably close to airports in some major metropolitan areas. The Federal Aviation Administration is proposing caps on the height of new buildings near airports. The fragrance industry is trying to compensate for guys who use too much cologne. The Wall Street Journal says several companies have introduced lighter summertime versions of their scents for men. Some women overdo perfume as well, but fragrances for men tend to be heavier. They linger in the air longer when the weather is hot. Stock market futures are slightly higher this hour. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. we are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
How easy is getting unlimited data outside the U.S. with T-Mobile? Just one step. Turn on your phone. Because with T-Mobile, unlimited global data in over 100 countries is automatically included in your plan at no extra charge. Sounds simple? It is simple. It's the Simple Choice for Business plan, only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobits per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Today, why your constitutional right to privacy is safer than it was this time yesterday. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Want some fun summer memories? Take a vacation. Write that novel you've always dreamed about and take tons of pictures. First, you better make sure that you have Carbonite. So many fun things to do during this summer. You think that you'll remember to back up your computer files? It's so easy to forget to do it, and in an instant, you can lose all of your irreplaceable files, all of your memories. That's why I use Carbonite to back up my files right to the cloud. I started using Carbonite before they were an advertiser on my national radio show. I did all my homework, and Carbonite was my absolute choice. So please make it yours today. Carbonite backs up your computer files at home and also at work for you, automatically and continually. It's so easy to start a free trial at Carbonite.com. You don't even need a credit card. It really, truly is a free trial. Use my name, Kim, and get two free bonus months with your purchase. That's Carbonite.com. And the offer code for two free bonus months is Kim. Carbonite.com, offer code Kim. In a country tired of hearing about endless government intrusions into its citizens' privacy rights, yesterday's unanimous Supreme Court ruling was indeed welcome news. In certain parts of America, local and state police had begun searching the smartphones of people placed under arrest or even people just pulled over in roadside traffic stops without permission and, most importantly, without a warrant. The police claimed that it was no more intrusive than telling someone to pull their pockets inside out to search for weapons or drugs. All nine Supreme Court justices agreed. Enough is enough. Smartphones can hold a person's entire life in their electronic memory. Here's a direct quote. Our answer to the question of what police must do before searching a cell phone seized incident to an arrest is accordingly simple. Get a warrant. Case closed. Learn more, plus get all the tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Just about everyone enjoys a lunch and dinner buffet, especially when there's more than 150 succulent and tasty treats to choose from. Well, Ocean Seafood Buffet is just the place you're looking for. From fresh seafood like salmon, tilapia, and sushi, to fried fish, chicken, and beef, add in loads of veggies, salad, and dessert. Well, if you don't get full, it's your fault. Ocean Seafood Buffet is priced right, and seniors get a discount for both lunch and dinner. If you haven't been, you gotta go. Ocean Seafood Buffet, located on Texas Avenue across from AutoZone in Bryan.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Hey, guys, let me have your attention for a minute. If you're reaching the golden years, one thing that may concern you is ED. You know, it's only natural that things slow down a bit as we age. After all, nothing else is working quite as well as it did in our 20s. But you know, there is help. Good, high-quality, doctor-developed, effective help. Restore MX from the Activate Company is helping millions of men gain some of that youth back again. It's a non-drug, all-natural supplement that really works. Is it time to be your old self again? Time to be the man you used to be? Just go to www.myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call toll-free 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411 or myactive8.com. Those who were there, and I was one of them, can tell you that military duty in Vietnam during the conflict of the late 60s and early 70s was no choice assignment. Whether you were assigned to the important and necessary work of supplying the troops or that all-important job of food service to the combat soldier, it was a challenge. Actually, Vietnam is a fairly beautiful country. It has its hill country and some of the most beautiful beaches in the world, and it's warm and sunny virtually 365 days a year. What was not good was fighting a war. And that's just what Earl and about 500,000 other young Americans found out. You see, Earl was a Green Beret, highly trained and ready to accomplish special missions. Earl was used to accomplishment, though. He was an all-star baseball catcher in American Legion ball, and he was all-state at Kansas, and he was the first black to ever do so. In baseball, Roy Campanella was Earl's hero. In combat, it was Lieutenant Colonel Nguyen Phong. Colonel Phong was well known in both the Vietnamese and American Army because of his courage, his dedication to country, and his bravery in combat. The all-star catcher from Kansas and the hardened Vietnamese colonel formed a friendship that was to endure. Colonel Phong had a nickname, which was given to him by his own men primarily because of his great courage and strength, a nickname that Earl would learn to respect because it was earned. Earl would leave Vietnam, but the memory would never leave him. What he would really remember is Colonel Nguyen Phong, so much so that Earl would name his own son after his friend and fellow combat soldier. Not only his name, but Earl would make sure that the dedication, desire, and devotion of Colonel Phong would be planted in his son as well. It's a little-known fact that it was the first black baseball player in the Big Eight College Conference who named his little boy after his Vietnamese friend that captured the world's attention some 20 years later. So if you've ever wondered where that name came from, it wasn't from the boy's own dedication to the game, even though that is now legendary. Nope, it was in honoring Earl's good friend, Colonel Nguyen Tiger Phong, that Earl would give the name to his son, the young man who has arguably been called the best golfer in the world, Tiger Woods.
For over 30 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high-quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos Valley for 11 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships through the Brazos Valley for over 30 years.
Fighting phony eggs. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Common cuckoos lay their eggs in the nests of other birds, tricking them into raising their young. They get away with this by laying eggs that look almost identical to those of the host parents, according to Harvard evolutionary biologist Mary Caswell Stoddard.
So we can think of this as sort of like the cuckoo being a counterfeiter. It's forging the patterns of the host egg.
But the cuckoos don't always get away with the ruse. Stoddard and her colleagues used a mathematical algorithm to identify signature patterns that may help host birds distinguish their own eggs from those of cuckoos. They found that host species which have experienced the most intense egg mimicry from cuckoos have also evolved the most recognizable patterns.
From an evolutionary standpoint, I think we'll find that visual signatures may be a very powerful defense against parasite trickery.
I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
My mom chose Dr. Gale because he's a hometown boy and a fighting Texas Aggie.
Well, my mom chose Dr. Gale because he delivered over 6,000 babies.
I chose Dr. Gale because he has training in advanced surgical procedures such as robotic surgery.
I chose Dr. Gale because he takes the time to listen to me and cares about my opinions.
Hi, my name is Dr. Justin Gale, and I would like to thank our patients and friends for voting us best in the Brazos Valley. College Station Advanced OBGYN. Advanced healthcare with a hometown touch.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass.
WTAW News Time is 8:29. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Two men were arrested early this morning following a pair of armed robberies in residential neighborhoods west of downtown Bryan. The arrest followed a high-speed chase that ended in Curtin involving ground and aerial pursuit. 29-year-old DeAndre LaVon Phillips of Bryan and 26-year-old Cottrell Dwayne Lindsay of Brenham were caught in the area of FM 2038 and Business 21. Neither of the victims were injured. A man who was held up in the 600 block of Commerce reported money and personal items were taken. Then a woman reported she was held up in the 900 block of Clearleaf. She told the suspects she had nothing with her and they left. A news release does not indicate if the suspects and victims knew each other or if there's any other associations with the robberies. Bryan police are investigating a stabbing at a Westside apartment complex. A 27-year-old man received life-threatening injuries and is hospitalized at St. Joseph Regional Health Center. Officers were called late Wednesday afternoon to the Buena Vista Apartments on Providence. Investigators were told a civil dispute escalated into a physical altercation at the home of a 40-year-old man who was the one who did the stabbing. The 27-year-old then went to the apartment office where emergency services were contacted. No arrests have been made as of Wednesday evening, and the 40-year-old has cooperated fully with investigators. No names have been released, nor has the nature of the civil dispute. The College Station City Council tabled changes to the rental registration ordinance 2 weeks ago in order to further discuss the impact. Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniacs was asked if there were any past council issues where more discussion caused her opinion to change. She says she was in favor of adding fluoride to water, but then she heard from the city of Bryan that their pipes had been corroding prematurely.
Bryan had stopped putting fluoride in maybe 6 or 7 years ago, and the dentist... that must have slipped by them because they didn't say anything.
She says it was the research and discussion that ultimately changed her mind.
You know, I've always told all the council members, come to the meetings prepared, keep your mind open, listen to the public hearing, listen to the questions of your colleagues, ask your own questions, and then when it's all said and done, vote your conscience. And I think everyone who's ever served on council does vote in the manner that they think is in the best interest of the citizens.
Sure. Council is expected to approve changes to rental registration at tonight's meeting. A big tax haul for the city of Bryan. Hotel occupancy tax collections for April hit $116,000. That's 70% more than last year. The city also brought in over $1.5 million in sales tax revenue for that period. The collections, which take place in June, were 22% over budget and 23% greater than last year. City Manager Joseph Dunn says the healthy economy is due to the number of small businesses that the city has. Municipal Houston officials have fielded hundreds of calls from residents complaining about drinking water that has a foul odor and tastes like dirt. Public Works officials say the tap water is safe to drink, but many people are opting for bottled water instead. The Houston Chronicle reports the city's 311 service line has received more than 200 complaints about the water since Friday. City officials say the smell and taste are caused by two naturally occurring compounds produced by seasonal algae blooms. One of those compounds, geosmin, tends to occur following a rainfall after a period of dry weather. The worst fears of public health officials who've been watching the flood of illegal immigration from Central America are coming true.
One of the undocumented migrant children in San Antonio has been diagnosed with the swine flu. Metro Health spokeswoman Carol Schlesinger says because the children are on Lackland Air Force Base, the military is the one that's coordinating care.
In this case, because it is within the military, we just basically take the statistic and that's about it.
Public health officials have been warning that because there is no immunization rule in Central America, these illegal immigrants could be carrying communicable diseases. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
A popular place to see fish in Texas will be getting bigger. The Texas State Aquarium has announced a $50 million expansion for a wing called Caribbean Journey. Officials say the project completes the final phases of the original master plan. Backers have so far raised about $25 million. The Republican National Committee has announced two cities in the running now to host the convention. TSN's Austin York is in downtown Dallas.
Philip Jones with the Dallas Convention and Visitors Bureau says Dallas, along with Cleveland, are the final two cities up for the Republican National Convention in 2016. Jones says they do have a very small window to host the event between July 18th and 21st.
They will be going back to Cleveland for another site visit. They indicated that they will not need to come back to Dallas, that we've answered all of their questions. that we put together a very strong bid.
Now, he says Dallas does offer $46 million in funding, something he says Cleveland cannot do. A decision is expected by August 8th.
TSN's Austin York. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. We'll have more news at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At the Bank and Trust, your new home is just a local call away. Buying a home is the single most important investment we ever make. Although the process can seem intimidating, we're dedicated to providing a rewarding and positive experience. We're committed to helping you secure the home loan that best fits your needs, and no one works harder to find a way to say yes. We welcome the opportunity to earn your business. Call us today at 260-2100 or visit us online at banktbt.com. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
8:35, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. You come home, your unit's not working, they got a loaner that you can use while they fix your 690-2278. Here are numbers.
Lots of clouds this morning. It'll brighten up as the day goes on. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm today. High temperatures close to 90 degrees. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with lows of 70 to 75. Tomorrow, some sun. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm. High temperatures are going to be up around 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows near 75. Saturday, a blend of clouds and sunshine. Temperatures on Saturday, they're going to be around 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are, Jason Barfnik in from the city of Bryan to talk about things water.
Yes.
And then we got that story in Houston.
They have different sources for their water, though.
Yeah, exactly. We're not getting it out of the same hole they are. From southwest Houston to Montrose to north of downtown, Houstonians complaining about tap water that tastes and smells foul. It's according to KPRC television. And, of course, you had it. I mean, all they could say is, the water is perfectly fine to drink. Well, unless it tastes like crap.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's like Brussels sprouts. No, it won't kill you, but if you gag on it, maybe you should.
They're having to use bottled water to make coffee, and their people don't want to give their dogs the water.
Oh, come on.
Oh, let the dogs have it. They probably love it.
The dog will drink out of the toilet, for heaven's sakes.
You mean my water?
Yes. That's
also tastes like dirt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, really, exactly. And, you know, from time to time, I'll come in contact with people who aren't from around here who, you know, drink the water, and they kind of go, eh. So it's best just to, if you have guests coming, just bring bottled water. You know what I'm saying? Just, because our water tastes funny to a lot of people.
It does.
It's because they're weird.
But it doesn't smell bad. You know
no.
what I'm saying? Doesn't
no.
smell bad. Just saying. Yeah. And I don't know, 200 out of Houston, that's not a lot. I mean, percentage-wise, right?
I mean, what does it take to get people to call?
I don't know. That's, again, it could be whatever tastes funny to you might not taste funny.
Maybe they were blaming it on the dog.
Could be. So it's been 687 days. That's a full Martian year since NASA, We're Still Relevant's Curiosity rover, touched down on the red planet. It takes Mars almost twice as long as the Earth to rotate the sun, just in case you couldn't figure that out. Mashable.com says a lot has happened over that 1.8 Earth years that Curiosity's been exploring over there on Mars. Here's some of the rover's most significant discoveries. It's rover moments. Mars rover moments.
I don't have a sounder for that.
It's okay. October 31st, 2012, the rover used its Mars hand lens imager camera to snap the first selfie. Thank you. Curiosity is a digital savvy rover, along with a highly followed Twitter account. Either of you boys on that?
No.
Okay. Managed by NASA We're Still Relevant staffers, Curiosity was also the first ever rover to check in on Mars using Foursquare. Did he get an answer? We're here too, are you? The rover's 7 minutes of terror landing had engineers in Pasadena, California, holding their breath when Curiosity made its initial risky landing on August 6, 2012, with the words, We are wheels down on Mars. The control room exploded in tears, laughter, and high fives. Number two, the discovery of a small amount of methane gas. Oh, my God. Which is abundant, of course, in Earth's atmosphere. More than 90% of it produced by living organisms.
Dun, dun, dun.
That means it's possible the gas on Mars is biological in origin, most likely the result of little green men with gas. No, actually, it said plants, but I thought little green men who'd eaten beans would be funnier. And finally, the biggest finding so far, the discovery of an ancient riverbed. The Rover. I like that. Scooped up dirt samples that provided evidence that a lake bed, once containing water and other essential elements of ingredients for life like carbon and hydrogen and nitrogen and oxygen and phosphorus and sulfur, oh my, were there. Ding.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
That's right. And even better than number one, the Rover is currently headed to the ultimate destination at Mount Sharp. It's named after the Chancellor? Wow. A mountain that forms the center peak of Gale Crater, where the Rover first landed in 2012. After arriving in the mountain in late fall, Earth time, Curiosity will start drilling for organic carbon, which is essential to life as well.
That sounds like oil to me.
Oh, you think
that's what this has been.
They're getting ready to
The frack. U.S. is laying claim to Martian oil.
Oil exploration on Mars. I like it.
It may be really, really, really good oil, too. Gonna take
it's
a
just
while
a really
to get
long
back.
Pipeline.
I was going to say, I want the bid on that pipe contract. Yeah.
Now, humans may not set foot on Mars soon, but we will be putting bits of life up there. Students at MIT, they get to do all the cool stuff, are sending up satellites with messages, audio clips, photos, and videos in an intergalactic time capsule. Just be sure you know where it lands, because it's going to be really hard to find later. It'll be the first student-led, crowd-funded space mission in history. The MIT project is testing several new technologies and potentially requires new inventions, but if it's successful, we'll have seen more inexpensive ways of exploring the red planet. Astronaut Buzz Aldrin, who I think is an alum of MIT.
I believe you are correct.
Along with some other people, are serving as the project's advisors. President Obama says that NASA will launch a manned mission to Mars by 2030. Okay, we'll see how that works out.
We might have had high-speed rail for a decade by then.
That's true. It'd be so fun. Could have containers coming over from Mexico, too, and back and forth.
The future is here.
Yeah. Parents should read to their children while they are still infants. Duh. That's the recommendation of the American Academy of Pediatrics. LiveScience.com says they're advising parents to start reading right out of the womb and keep going at least until the kiddo enters kindergarten.
But what womb?
Thank you. They say reading to children at a young age fosters parent-child bonding, yes, encourages the development of early literacy skills needed in school. I guess you could actually even use your little, your device, because they wouldn't know any different, because they're just listening. Hello?
Yeah, hi. Tying into a couple of the stories you've had this morning.
We love
water.
When that happens, yes, uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. And the excess of vitamins. You know, research has shown that 100% of the people that consume large amounts of dihydrogen oxide will die.
And dihydrogen oxide, of course, is?
Water.
Thank you. All right.
Dun, dun, dun.
Again, think about this, though. If you're bald, it's because you got too much vitamin A as a kid, and you kept on getting it, and your nails are brittle, and you talk funny. I mean, I don't know.
Really? Now you're just making stuff up.
So what is supposed to happen? Are all the people who put together fortified food products supposed to get together in a giant meeting and decide what percentage of different vitamins and nutrients they're going to put in the food so that you don't over nutrient your child? Would that be the right word? I don't know if you can make that a verb or not, but anyway. The introduction of nutrients. Yeah, we're going to nutrient it. Okay, there you are. Let's see.
To fortify your kids.
Yes, exactly. My child is fortified. So what? Now they've got a new Cheerios. Cheerios protein. Did I see that in the grocery-torium? Yeah.
Is it more paleo Cheerios?
Yeah, it's something that's got a nugget that looks like it's probably healthy for you, but it might not be. So it's Cheerios, and yeah, like Google Cheerios protein, you'll see a picture of the box, and it looks a little weird.
Got a cow on it?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay,
it looks like it.
Soy.
Well, yeah.
It's meaty Cheerios.
Yeah, something like that. Looks like it has ground beef.
Soy protein's not the same for your body though as whey protein. It's completely different.
All right, let's do a Ryan Seacrest story.
Oh, goody!
Have we done a Ryan Seacrest story ever?
I don't think so.
Fashion Rocks will be a live special on CBS during Fashion Week, which means that Ryan Seacrest will now have some sort of a deal with all four of the big networks.
Good Lord.
Having just renewed another season of American Idol on Fox. His other shows include New Year's Rockin' Yvette's on ABC and various red carpet specials on NBC.
We'll go back to it. Finish Ryan Seacrest.
I just somehow or other I've been able to get this far through my life, I think, without seeing Ryan Seacrest on television.
Oh.
I've seen pictures of him.
I mean, he's an incredible guy.
Oh, well, he's busy. There's no doubt.
And he's a very nice person, very personable.
Okay. Yeah. Well, more power to him if he's got it put together. There's no doubt. I didn't know we needed to track him. Was kind of my thought.
I can't see the side of the box, but the Cheerios protein, I don't know how much they're adding to the Cheerios themselves. They say 11 grams of protein. Little tiny letters with milk.
Ah.
So add the milk, and then you get some protein.
There you go. The stars continue a line for the Coen brothers. Their latest movie, Hail Caesar. Hollywood Reporter says the pair has picked up Channing Tatum, Tilda Swinton, Ralph Fiennes for the film, as well as George Clooney and Josh Brolin already there.
What's this supposed to be about?
Film is about a guy who fixes problems for a big Hollywood studio. Have you seen Ray Donovan on Showtime?
No.
Okay, that's the one I got hooked on.
Okay.
That's a pretty good show. And he's just a fixer. He fixes problems. Channing Tatum will play a movie star. Ralph Fiennes will be a director. And Tilda Swinton will be a powerful gossip columnist. Just a fixer. Just takes care of problems. Not bad. So at this year's prom, the queen is a girl in a burlap sack. Really. Her name is Courtney Barak. She wore a burlap sack to her prom at Holy Cross Regional High School in B.C. in the name of charity. High cost of the prom dresses. She figured, I'll just wear the burlap. Another reason that she wore the burlap was to raise $10,000 for the St. Martin Orphanage in the Philippines.
I just hope she wore a slip under.
Oh,
I'm getting all itchy.
So scratchy. would not work. All right, here you go. There's a real life, real gold Kentucky Fried Chicken bone necklace. KFC.
What?
KFC Chicken Wang bone necklace is the brainchild of the same evil genius who gave us Kentucky Fried Chicken scented candles a few months ago. Rack.com says the beautiful handcrafted gold necklace, that's plural of necklaces, made with real bones from a Kentucky Fried Chicken 8-piece chicken dinner.
Which doctors? Are you listening?
I know. Which is, consumed by one person in one sitting. Yeah, anyway. Then they've been dipped in gold. A limited run of 20 gold Kentucky Fried Chicken Wang bone necklaces go on sale Friday at 10 in the morning. A small 14-carat gold-plated chicken wang necklace is $130. The large one is $160. Website is Kentucky for Kentucky, if you care anything about this.
There's so many jokes.
I know there are.
And
they are all politically incorrect.
So many jokes.
They're all so insensitive that you cannot say them. And so
they're
we'll just
so
keep
delicious
moving on.
And shiny, though.
My eyes cannot look away.
Short-circuiting.
Okay, you've always wanted to do this if you rode the bus to school, and finally 12-year-old Michael Wade Probst did it. Panama City, Florida. Found the school bus door unlocked and keys in the ignition and took her for a spin.
Oh, wow.
Drove it 14 miles without any issues. Pulled into the Walmart parking lot where employees noticed the bus was the driver was having trouble parking. One worker said, it was just the odd way that he was driving. It looked like he'd never driven one before.
Funny how that works.
12-year-old's been charged with grand theft of an item worth more than $100,000, felony criminal mischief, and other crimes. His mom reportedly told police she was having problems with him. Hey, he got to do what he wanted to do. Not saying it's right, not saying it's good, but He'll always have a great story he can tell his grandkids. 849.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in edible works of art like designer cupcakes and cookies, handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons.
And for a perfect summer treat, cool off with a cup or cone of handmade Italian gelato or dairy-free sorbet.
The Chocolate Gallery freshly prepares different flavors all the time, so find your favorite.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment that changed my life.
It was still at the heart of the storm when we arrived in a convoy of Humvees.
These people had been there for hours, all scared and on the verge of hypothermia.
We dug them out, got them home safely.
That's what we train for, moments like this.
In the Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
President Ronald Reagan said, "We believe faith and freedom must be our guiding stars, for they show us truth, they make us brave, give us hope, and leave us wiser than we were." Join the Northgate Philharmonic and A&M United Methodist Church for their presentation, Festival of the Fourth, Sunday, June 29th at 5 p.m. This will be an afternoon of Sousa marches, service songs, and other patriotic selections that focus on faith and freedom. Don't miss this opportunity to celebrate freedom in song, A&M United Methodist Church in Northgate.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 5 straight years and a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW is about 9 minutes till. Well, I went in to try to find the story about the guy who hypnotizes the bank tellers.
Okay.
And I found one from 2010 in Russia. So that's not the same story. So apparently this has been done before.
It's a thing?
It's a deal. Yeah, it's something that you can do. But,
you didn't see anything.
Yeah. Maybe we'll find out some more tomorrow. But again, I hate it when we just have those those little two-line stories that we can't really tell you the whole story on it. But nonetheless, it's happened before. All right. If you've ever had a zit, here's a report. I'm just telling you the story here.
Do you ever wonder?
Yeah. Parents should exercise caution when it comes to products with more than 20 or 25% of the daily value of that's the other story. That's the vitamin story. Some popular over-the-counter acne products can trigger potential life-threatening allergic reactions, okay? U.S. Food and Drug Administration, that's the FDA, issued a warning on products that contain benzoyl peroxide, okay? Benzoyl peroxide is one of the main things that is marketed in Proactive, Oxy, Ambi, Evian has some, Clean and Clear, Neutrogena, Max Clarity. I mean, WebMD says that most common allergic reactions will range from dryness, itching, burning, and peeling. There may be some swelling, but severe allergic symptoms like throat tightness, shortness of breath, wheezing, low sugar, hives, and fainting. They've been using benzoyl peroxide forever in this stuff. It's one of the main active ingredients. Anyway, see how that works out for you. I guess if you've been using it, it's probably okay if you haven't had those severe reactions. Your body's used to it. If you're planning a summer trip, you need some advice. Use travel review sites. The New York Times says since these sites provide everything from tips to praise to complaints, they're as popular with hotel owners as they are with travelers. Some of the hotel owners log in daily to see if their hotel, in fact, was written up, and an unfavorable review can obviously get an immediate response. Today it says 3 out of 10 U.S. Americans who do travel research online reviews written by other travelers. I'm surprised it's only that. I always read those.
Oh, sure.
Just to see. But and it says that 30% of those have changed their hotel plans based on the comments written by other travelers. Some hotels encourage guests to write flattering reviews. Some even submit phony write-ups, of course, and hire outside companies. And as more travelers post these detailed comments on everything from room service to decor, The hotels themselves are using the best critiques as market research tools, sources of new ideas and feedback and concepts. TripAdvisor, I Go, You Go, My Travel Guide, those are all some that you can use to find out. I would think, though, that would make sense. Broadway will dim its lights tonight in honor of Eli Wallach.
Oh.
We didn't mention him yesterday. Mm-hmm. He had died. He was, what, 98? Is that right?
Something like that.
Yeah. He had co-starred with his wife, Ann Jackson, in 15 Broadway plays. Once again, proof you did not have to be a good-looking man to be a successful actor. Because he was successful and not a good-looking man. So, it's called Aereo. You may not have even known about it. This thing had the basically had the TV networks trembling on the brink of what was going to happen. And yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled that Aereo cannot rebroadcast or stream various local TV shows. And correct me if I'm wrong, Patrick. The idea was that they had basically a little antenna for each one of their subscribers that would then receive this the signal, and then they could watch it on their their device. Now, basically, what they were doing, as far as the networks are concerned, and the court ruled such, that they were actually stealing the network's content. Vote was 6-3, and it reversed the second court decision on this. Barry Diller is a guy who's been in the business for a long, long time. He heads up Aereo, said the company probably would not be able to continue in business. They've been fighting pretty much with CBS, Disney, Fox, and Comcast, NBC Universal. So we'll see. The deal is this part dies, that does die, but the whole concept of being able to watch television without sitting in front of the set will never go away now. There are just too many ways for you to be able to catch the content. What the networks want to do is make sure they still own the content.
And correct.
And they have commercials in it.
Right. And so I think from that standpoint, they feel like they've won. Until it gets tested again or there's some other kind of new technology that we don't even see on the horizon that will get us there, but at least for the day, things will stay as they are.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station. Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 5 straight years and a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof.
I remember our old country home, clean fresh air and flowers growing in the fields along the path beside our swimming hole. Mama hollering through the screen, would you kids like some homemade ice cream? That was such a simpler time and place. Bluebell tastes just like the good old days.
We're turning a home run into a grand slam by dipping our popular strawberry bar into rich milk chocolate and our coconut bars into dark chocolate to make new dipped strawberry and coconut fruit bars. They're out of the park.
Bluebell tastes just like the good old days.
Look for Bluebell frozen snacks at all Harlan stores and Franklin Supermarket in Franklin.
News Talk 1620 WTAW Dunford. The World Cup's going on. I don't know if you've heard about it or not. Despite an early exit from the World Cup, Japan can be proud of its fans. Instead of waving flags, some Japanese fans waved blue plastic garbage bags that they later used to clean up the trash they left in the stadium.
Oh, good. I thought it was a commentary on how the team was playing.
No, no. Despite being outnumbered by the Colombian sea of blue and yellow on Tuesday, the Japanese fans made the biggest impression on with their special gesture. They were declared the nicest fans.
Yeah, I saw pictures of them. Actually, they clean their section when they're done.
Yeah. This date, 1870, Christmas was declared a federal holiday. 1870. This date in 1974, the UPC, Universal Price Code.
The barcode readers read the white parts, not the black parts.
Ah, there you go.
Interesting.
Wrigley's Chewing Gum, supermarket, Troy, Ohio, first place, 1974. 1977, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone was published in the UK. The initial printing was 500 copies. Yeah, they went ahead and did another run later. All right, we're back tomorrow, 9 o'clock, WTAW College Station. All right.